Welcome to Embrace Relief. I am Chelsea Winterhaller, and I am so excited to be your coach today. This is episode 87, Winning in Advance. You hear in so many areas of your life that you must believe it to achieve it. What if that's actually true? We are going to explore today what happens when you decide to start winning ahead of time. And I'll give you an exercise that will teach you exactly how to start implementing winning in advance right now. Let's get to it. Hello, hello. I am really excited to talk about winning in advance. I think this is such a novel idea that we just don't apply in our lives, but it is totally available to you. It is available to your children. It is available to every single human on this planet. I love it when people tell me truths like that, that just cannot be fought against. This is true. Winning is totally available to you, and it is so much easier to win when you choose to do it in advance. Let me tell you a story. Today, I was playing pickleball. I have a fun little group that I get together with, and we play every week, just once a week. None of us are rock stars, but we're also not terrible, right? So we just enjoy getting together and playing. And we had just switched teams, and I was like, oh man, we are totally gonna win this game. I just felt like I had a stacked team. Me and my partner were awesome. We worked together great. And I literally said to myself, we are going to win this game. I walked into this game extremely confident. And before I knew it, we were down 0-9. We were getting pickled. That's what it's called when you have 0 points. But something crazy was going on for me in my body. Usually when you are losing a game, and we only play to 11, okay? So the game was almost over and we had 0 points. Usually when I am losing by that much, I kind of start to feel my heart beat a little bit faster and I see my head start judging my teammate a little bit, and I almost feel like I have like a rock in my throat. It starts to feel really hot and purple in my throat, right? But this wasn't happening. And I recognize in that moment, I do not feel worried right now. And it was really weird. It was almost like time totally slowed down around me. And I recognize we are down by 9 points, and I do not feel worried. What is going on for me right now? And I wasn't worried, you guys, because I had already decided that we were going to win. Before the game had even began, I had decided that. So when we messed up 9 times in a row, I just left it off. And I just played the next point. And then when we hit 0-9, I realized something. I realized that we were still going to win. And I know this sounds crazy and delirious, but that is the mindset that I had. And when I realized that that was my mindset, do you know what? Before I knew it, the score was 10-9 and we were winning. You guys, our brains are so, so amazing. And now I want to tell you what happened next. We lost. We lost the game. The other team came back and we lost. But guess what? Because I believed that we were going to win the entire time, I never gave up. You will hear this in all areas of your life. I hear it often in sporting arenas. You have to believe it to achieve it, right? And even when you fail, you are so much closer to achieving your goal in the future. Can you imagine if I was thinking the whole time, wow, this is such a waste of time, right? I would have given up and I would have given in and we would have truly gotten pickled. So glad we didn't. And I would have learned just how to be a really sore loser. Instead, you guys, I learned so much. I learned how not to give up. I learned how to keep trying even when the odds were stacked against me. I learned how to believe in my teammate. And most importantly, I learned how to believe in myself. There is no downside to believing you are going to win in advance. All it does is help you keep going when you have small failures. Every single time that the ball came across the net and we whiffed it or we muffed a serve or we hit the net, I didn't give up. I simply thought, we're going to win this game anyway. I know that this is a silly and small example that I'm giving you, but you can apply it to very big areas of your life, like your life in general. I love having the idea that I am going to win life in the end with the little bumps, the ups and downs, or the big giant mountains that I am climbing and the big deep valleys that I am going down into. Knowing that I am going to win in the end keeps me going. I promise there is no downside to it. And when you can take that big life view of that, you are going to win in the end, and you can shrink it down to your everyday life, oh, it is magic. It is like everything around you starts to shift. When you know that your failures do not have to define you, when you know, like we talked about last week, that your failures are simply growth in disguise, you can truly start to just plan on winning. It takes so many hard and tricky thoughts out of the equation. You stop thinking things like, I'm never going to reach my goals, and this is impossible, and I'm never going to learn how to do this. What if you could take all of those things, all of those thoughts out of your brain? Can you even imagine the things that you could accomplish? I can. I can imagine so many big and beautiful and wonderful things, because I truly believe that we are here to win. We are here to grow and to learn and to win along the way. Those little wins sometimes look like failures, but you do not have to view them that way. You can view them as stepping stones to get you to the biggest win and biggest reward that you totally deserve, because I told you you deserve it. Do you know you can just take that? You can say, my coach Chelsea told me that I deserve this. And you can go forward and get it. I really want you to start winning in advance. One way that I can really bring this home to you and help you actually start believing that you can win in advance is by doing one of my very favorite gratitude practices. So I would love it if you did this, if you took an opportunity to write down 5 wins that you are going to have today. And you're going to write them about things that are in your future. So they might sound like this. Thank you so much for how much fun I have at pickleball. That would be a win to me, having fun at pickleball. You might say, thank you so much for the effortless and empowering speech that I write today. Or thank you so much for the safe travels that I have as I take my kids to school. You might say, thank you so much for the opportunity that I have to love someone today. You might say, thank you so much for the amazing mental energy that I am provided with. Can you see how you're shifting your mindset to winning before you even start? You can say, thank you so much for the very clear clarification that I get from my boss today. You can say, thank you so much for the connection that I feel with my child when they get home from school. You guys, these are little tiny things, but when we start to create this new mindset, we truly start winning in advance. And when you start winning in advance, it is amazing. You begin to notice all of the ways that you are succeeding. You begin deciding before you even attempt a thing that you are going to succeed at it in the end. This is such a beautiful, beautiful practice. I would love to invite you to join in this practice with me. Write down 5 things. Win in advance right now on 5 things that are going to happen in your next 24 hours. One of those things for me is thank you that my listeners are learning to win in advance. I'm so glad you're here. If this resonated with you today, I want you to do 2 things. Go to my website and set up a completely free consult. We can talk one-on-one. We can figure out what areas of your life you want to zoom in on and really figure out what emotions are fueling you today. And second, I would love you to share this podcast with a friend. If it resonated with you, it will definitely help them too. I'll see you soon, friends.